It's a lot of folks that spend above their means. Alright, they can go down here to the FHA and borrow money to make a crop on. Well, most of them is farming above their means.
Yeah.
They really don't have the intelligence to farm the kind of ground and the much ground as they farm. That makes me be competing with an idiot, the way my feelings is. Other words, I see lots of these boys coming out of town just now starting farming, been farming 4 or 5 years. And they'll pay this high price rent for ground that I can't pay. I know I can't make it. Well, if they make a bad crop, they can't make it. And then the government pays, bails them out. Well, that dog don't hunt for the main cause. And I don't know whether they ever have to pay it back or not. Evidently, they don't. They keep on going. And now these darkies, a lot of these 40 and 50 acres, and some few white, they'll go out there and plant and won't half work it. They'll go get a disaster payment on him because it didn't make nothing. Or they won't poison it correctly. But that don't hold true to the most of the big deals that's causing trouble like for us. The thing that's causing trouble for us is they call this area a disaster area.
Yeah, why?
Why would it be disaster to the Joe over yonder when it ain't, to me? I didn't make no money, but I didn't lose no whole lot of money. And if I had lost some money, I'd have still went on and farmed it without going over there.
When you were younger, y'all had to borrow money, I bet, to furnish your crop.
I still borrow money. I borrow money every year.
Yeah.
I borrow it on a 3,000 acre farm like this.
Yeah.
I generally borrow $250,000.
Man, you take a big risk.
That's right, but
you have to.
You have to, but you got to be worth that if you borrow it.
Yeah.
You don't borrow it unless you go to the government to borrow it.
Yeah. When you were younger and you lived down, where'd you do most of your, was Elaine where you did
it? Elaine where I lived in, we farmed in.
And you went into Elaine to do your...
Yeah. I've carried corn to the grist mill at Elaine.
Yeah.
I've probably told you that though.
Yeah, you did all your...
We done most all of our shopping. We come down a lot,
Yeah.
The hospital was always at Helena.
Really? Have you ever been to a hospital?
I never have, but I have since I've been married. I've been there. I had a knee operation on, and they thought I had a heart attack one time. But that's only 2 times I've ever been in the hospital.
Now, who looks after you there? The woman, the doctor, and the...
Nurses.
Nurses.
I had private nurses both times.
When you were younger, you said things used to come in a, the way you used to get stuff, all sorts of things that come in a...
Well,
you got sugar, maybe?
Well, we got sugar in 1575 and 100-pound sacks. I don't remember what call them. 50-pound sack and 100-pound.
Yeah.
But we mostly, back in the days of old hard time, we bought sugar, 100-pound sacks, and flour in a barrel.
Yeah, that barrel had what running around it to keep
them? It was built with stays and had these loops running around the metal hooks or loops, whatever you want to call them. But hooks, it was what they call a hook barrel.
Yeah.
That's just an old pot-bellied barrel.
Yeah.
And we grist mill most of our meal.
How much did you take to the mill?
Oh, 100 pounds.